Imagine late one night, you couldn't sleep, so you got out of bed and looked out the window, and there you saw a giant.
That's what happened to a little girl named Sophie. There across the street was a giant with a long tin trumpet and a large suitcase. Then the giant saw Sophie. Sophie jumped back into her bed and under the covers, but the giant reached through the window and grabbed her.
Then he ran all night until they reached this enormous cave in giant country.
Now what has us got here?
The giant put the trembling Sophie on the table.
Now he's really going to eat me,
Sophie thought. The giant stared at Sophie. He had truly enormous ears. Each one was as big as a wheel of a truck.
I is hungry,
he grinned, showing massive square teeth.
But please don't eat me.
Just because I is a giant, you think I am man goblin cannibal? Me gobbling up human beings? This I never. All the other giant is gobbling up them every night, but not me. I is big friendly giant. I is a BFG. What is your name?
My name is Sophie.
Sophie said, hardly daring to believe the good news she had just heard.
But if you are so nice and friendly, then why did you snatch me from my bed and run away with me?
Because you saw me. I cannot possibly allow anyone to be seeing me and staying at home. The first thing you would be doing, you would be scuttling around, yodeling the news that you were actually seeing a giant. And then the people would be coming and rushing and bushing after me, and they would be catching me and putting me into the zoo with those squiggling hippo dumplings and crocodiles.
Sophie knew that what the giant said was true. If any person reported actually having seen a giant, there would most certainly be a terrific hullabaloo. For a few moments, the cave went silent.
May I ask you a question?
Shoot away!
Would you please tell me what are you doing in the village last night? Why were you poking that long trumpet thing into those kids' bedrooms and then blowing through it? And that suitcase you were carrying, what on earth was that all about?
If you is really wanting to know what I'm doing in your village, I is blowing a dream into the bedroom of those children.
Blowing a dream? What do you mean?
I is a dream-blowing giant when all the other giants is galloping off to swallow human beings. I is scuttling away to blow dreams into the bedrooms of sleeping children. Nice dreams, lovely golden dreams, dreams that is giving the dreamers a happy time.
Now, hang on a minute. Where did you get these dreams?
I collect them!
The BFG waved gnome at all the rows of bottles on the shelf.
I had billions of them!
You can't collect a dream. A dream isn't something you can catch hold of.
You is never going to understand about it. That is why is not wishing to tell you.
Oh, please tell me. I will understand. Tell me how you collect dreams.
The BFG settled himself comfortably in his chair.
Dreams is very mysterious things. This is floating around in there like little wispy, misty bubbles. And all the time they are searching for sleeping people.
Can you see them?
Never to begin with.
Then how do you catch them?
A dream as it goes whiffling through the night air is making a tiny little buzzing humming noise. But this is little buzzing hum. It is so silvery soft. It is possible for a human being to be hearing it.
Can you hear it?
The BFG pointed up at his enormous truck wheel ears.
Is you seeing these?
How can I miss them?
These ears maybe is looking bit enormous to you, but this is very extra usual ears indeed. They is allowing me to hear absolutely every single twiddly little thing.
You mean you can hear things that I can't hear?
You is deaf as a dumpling compared with me. I is hearing the footsteps of a ladybug as she goes walking across a leaf.
Honestly?
Sophie was beginning to be impressed.
What else can you hear?
I can hear plants and trees.
Do they talk?
This is not exactly talking, but this is making noise. For instance, if I'm coming along and I is picking a lovely flower, if I twisting them stem off of the flower till it breaks, then the plant is screaming. I can hear it screaming very clear.
How awful!
It is the same with trees and with flowers. If I is chopping an axe into the trunk of a big tree, I is hearing terrible sound coming from inside the heart of the tree.
What sort of sound?
A soft moaning sound. It is like the sound of an old man making when he is dying so slowly.
Is that really true?
You think I is swizz-figgling you?
It is rather hard to believe.
Then I is stopping right here. I is not wishing to be a fibster.
Oh no, I'm not calling you anything. I believe you. I do, really. Please go on.
The BFG regarded her gravely with his hug eyes, his huge eyes.
I hope you will forgive me if I tell you that human beings is thinking very clever, but they is not. They is nearly all of them not munchers and squeak pits.
I beg your pardon?
The matter with human beings is they absolutely refusing to believe in anything unless they're actually seeing it right in front of their own snozzles.
She had offended him. She could see that.
Please forgive me. And go on. Tell me how you catch the dreams.
The BFG gave her a long, hard stare. Then he said,
the same way you is catching buttery flies with the net.
He reached out and picked up a pole. It was about 30 feet long and there was a net on the end.
Here is my dream catcher. Every morning I is going out and snitching new dreams to put in my bottles.
The BFG put down the pole. Then he picked Sophie off the table and stood her on the palm of his huge hand. He carried her towels down the shelves.
These are some of the good dreams. The Fizz Wizards, every dream is having its special label on the bottle, so I can find it in a hurry.
Would you hold me closer so I can read them, please?
Sophie started to read the labels.
I is inventing a car that runs on toothpaste. I is able to make an ear trick. Lights go on and off just by wishing it. I is only an 8-year-old little boy, but I is growing a splendid bushy beard and other boys is jealous. I has a pet bee that makes rock and roll music when it flies. I is able to jump out from a high window and float down safely. I like that dream.
Of course you like it. It's a fizz wizard. It's a ring.